your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continue on with KER Politics. We're going to talk about what David Rubin is doing and his associates are doing for the children of Israel, who are totally defenseless most of the time. You're on, sir.
Well, this, as I started to say before the break, 19 years ago, I was driving back from Jerusalem. I had my three-year-old son with me in the baby seat in the car, and the car was suddenly hit with a massive hail of bullets. The bullets were flying. I got shot in the leg. My son got shot in the head. We had trouble getting away from the terrorists because the car was dead from the bullets hitting. And after several attempts to start the car, finally the car started. And this was while the bullets were flying. Got away from the terrorists, got to an ambulance, and eventually we made it to the hospital in Jerusalem, where I was pronounced the 1,000th victim of terrorism to be hospitalized in that hospital just in that previous year and a half. Well, out of that terrorist attack and out of, you know, the suffering that we had, the trauma, and the months of doctor's visits and operations and post-trauma therapy for my son, what I realized was that the gift, in a sense, as traumatic as it was, as horrible as the whole experience was, a gift had been put in my hands, something that I needed to take and turn into good. You know, we have an expression in Hebrew, Hakol Tova, which means everything is for good. Doesn't mean that everything happens is good. We know that bad things happen to good people, but it means that everything happens for a good reason. And from that experience, from that terror attack, and from the trauma after the terror attack as well, I decided to start the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children and restoring some of the lost innocence to their lives through our projects. So what we have at this point, years later, and it took a lot of years to build it up and to first to learn how to do it and then to build it up. And so now we have a therapeutic educational campus where we integrate therapy and education. Over 2,000 children are being treated, are being served there, and we have a variety of formal therapies such as music therapy, art therapy, bibliotherapy, multisensory, safe room therapy, sports therapy, and I think I got all of them. There may be one or two others that I'm missing, but all of those therapies combined with the education and with the informal therapy such as the petting zoo and the horse farm, and all of that is healing the trauma of the terror victim children and rebuilding their lives.
Mayor Rubin, let me ask you a question. Now, we have an awful lot of quote-unquote treaties that have been put into place that were instigated under the Trump administration, United Arab Emirates, and on and on and on. Give me a prediction as to where you think those treaties are going to go. Are they going to be effective in your opinion? And I realize this is putting you on the spot. I realize I did not warn you about that question. But you know what, sir? You're a bright guy. I just want your honest, unadulterated opinion. Are they going to work?
Well, I think they are going to, at least for a while. We're talking about the Islamic world. The Islamic world has always been reluctant to make peace with Israel. But the bottom line is that countries make decisions, in most cases, not based on friendship, not based on values. They make decisions based on common interests. And we certainly don't have the similar values as the Muslim nations, but we do have common interests. One of those common interests is to stand firm against Iran. Okay, there are defense interests, strategic interests. And those interests have become stronger and stronger over time as the Iranian regime supports the terrorist organizations, as the Iranian regime threatens its neighbors, and as the Iranian regime continues its mad race for a nuclear bomb. So that's the situation. And these countries, like the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, and yes, Saudi Arabia, even though they haven't officially joined any sort of peace arrangement with Israel officially, and of course Sudan. So these countries have come to the realization that it's better to work with Israel rather than against Israel.
Well, I'm glad to see that's finally happening. We got about 2 minutes left here, sir, actually about a minute left here. And I want to give my opinion on one thing, and then I'd just like you to very briefly either join me or not join me. It doesn't matter. I think the greatest friend in terms of an American politician that Israel has had, and I would have to say in my lifetime, and I go back to 1943, boss, I think Trump is absolutely amazing as to what he has done in terms of clearing the air in terms of relations in the entire Middle East. Got an opinion on that, David?
Well, I think that President Trump has been the best president in terms of U.S.-Israel relations of any president in American history. And certainly in the modern history of the modern state of Israel.
Yep.
So yes, I mean, his accomplishments are enormous, and I believe that these are heartfelt accomplishments. I also believe that they're accomplishments based on the common interests of Israel and the United States.
I'm going to take it one step farther, David.
I think he deserves all the praise.
Yeah, I'm going to take it one step farther, though, and I firmly believe this. And I'm not a pessimist. I'm a pacifist. I'm just a guy who understands human nature and who cares about my fellow human being. I think he's the only president that has realized that the future of the world, if the world is to become more sophisticated and more productive, the Middle East needs to work together. Animosities need to go away, if that's even possible. I know they're historically very, very deep, but the fact of the matter is when people work together, good things result. And that's what's happening with the work that you're doing for the children. Mayor Rubin, thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you, Al. It was good to be with you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.